Zeche Nishmas, Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Fallas. Okay. This week's Parshas Bahar. So it says, Vaidaba Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamor. So we start off with Taber Bnei Yisrael Martin Lehem Kisamo L'Orsa Shaninu Silochem Shof L'Or Shabbos Hashem Shei Shonim Tizra Asodechem Shei Shonim Tizmor Karmechem Asaftos Tavuasa And the Vashana Hashviz is Shnas Shalash Shabbosod Yel Arts. So we start off with Shemitah and then the Torah gives you the laws of Shemitah, and then it goes to Yovel. Avad Shofar Tovar Tervim Dashna Mishnas Achamishim Shana, etc. It's interesting, the Shemi Shmuel notes that the things that are mentioned in general are by Shemitah and Loshen Yachid. Sotcha lo Sizra, Karmacha lo Sizbor. Yovel is Loshen Rabin. Haviru shofar, kidashtem, los is ra'u, los ikzeru, which is a very fascinating distinction, that the yovel things are generally lashon rabim, and shmit is lashon yachid.
It's a question if it's a shmita followed by yovel here, or?
In general, shmita versus, so he has it in so.
That's the question.
Yeah. He has a yisod, the Shem Yishmuel, on page 10. Can we just start it? We point out that Shemitah, in general, the Torah speaks the Lashon Yachid. Lo Sizra, Lo Siktsor. Yovel is Lashon Rabin. Lo Sizru, Lo Siktsor, etc. And what's that distinction? By Shemitah, Lashon Yachid, by Yovel, Lashon Rabin. So he says, yeah. Wait. So he said the fundamental distinction here between Shemitah and Yovel is the following. Is that Shemitah, okay. We started on page 10 all the way over to page 11. So he says like this. Look on page 11, top line on the left side. Ki Shemitah hi mitzad haklal. He says Shemitah is about Klal Yisrael as a whole. One nation as a whole. It's Dios kulam echad. Vayesh shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'okla. L'cholamtcha. Shi yad kulam shoveh. Right? In other words, there's no bailus. I own it, you own it. Everything is hefker. So it's not about, see, normally I own my field, you own your field. Every yachid is his own bialim. And here, Shemitah is Shia Yad Kulam Shover. Ho Yisrael Kisha Echad Chaveru. But Mrs. Yovel is different. Yovel is Isha Lachuzoso Tashuvu. And the Zohar says, "Ish el shorish nishmoso." That ish el chuzozo, you're going back, you're getting back your original, ish el chuzo, your original shorish, your original achuza. So you're going back to your roots. Everyone has their own roots, own neshama or own shorish on neshama. And he says that that's also the difference between Yimos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. Moshe Mashiach was zocher mitzar haklal, where it says in Sanhedrin, "Lakach teskem echad meir shnayim mi mishpacha, echad meir mizaka kol ha'ir." Right. In other words, we work for the klal. Olam haba is mitzad haprat. Ki kol tzadik v'tzadik, as I'll say, yesh lo modder b'fnei atzmo. Kol echad nichve b'chuposo shel chaveiro. So everyone has his private booth in olam haba, based on what you are zocha to. And he says, and that's also, so that's why he's going to explain that shmita is b'loshen yochid, because it's about the klal. The klal is one unit. Yovel is v'shachtem yishel achuz also, everyone is their own shorosh neshama. It's called yochid v'yochid. So he says, and that's the pshat, also between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is mitzad haklal, bottom of page 11. V'ichu lam yishel v'yishomos. Ein shochtem Pesach ala yochid. Right? Pesach, you're not supposed to have one korban just for a yochid. Even though we pask in shochtin, but l'chatchila not, as he quotes the Rambam. And that's why we bring Omer on Pesach, because Omer is Lashon Imur, his hasma, what is the Malcha Ma'amer? You take things and you join them together in one chativa. And then, but Matan Torah, even though it was Klal Yisrael, but Matan Torah, everyone had their own Matan Torah. Mechitza, right, there's a Chazal that says, Rav Shlomo Fischer quotes it, that every Dibur came to every Jew and he was Makabel, you know, individually. And every, you know, it says, Atah Mechitza La'atzmacha, Moshe was allowed to go into one section, Aaron Mechitza Ba'atzmacha, etc. The Chag Shavuos, who Inyan Yovel. Chag Shavuos is everyone, is like a yovel, to everyone to be what? To be kosher, the ruach, the shmos. It's a good shevah brach, to speak in shevah brach, it's a good thing. Shach always says what, the shamas are connecting, so there's the, everyone has their own singular, but then you redabek with someone else, I think this is what Shach will point out. But this Torah, it could be good, fertile shevah brachas drasha. And then he says also another interesting idea. There's so much in the Shem Shmuel. You got to read it slowly to understand every Nakuda. But there's a lot of rich material in the Shem Shmuel. But Yovel is Shaftim Isha L'chus also, says the Shem Shmuel top of page 12 on the right. Shekol Nisham in the Ksheres B'Sharasha. Chenu Inyan Shabbos. So he says, very interesting, he's very big on this, that there's a difference between Friday night and Shabbos day. He has a lot of times this klal. Yeah. Shabbos the mali Shabbos of Shabbos the imama. He says, Laila hu chakal tapuchim, shu kenes Yisrael kanoza. That's because all of kenes Yisrael is going into Shabbos together. Kedusha mitzara klal. But v'yom Shabbos atika kadisha. That's what? That's everyone, you know, zocher to a different level on Shabbos. So in the daytime already, everyone's on different levels. One sec. So he says that's the Indian of Nimkra Lenochri, Einu Nigal B'Sheish. Even though Sheish is not necessarily Shemitah, but it's the same idea that it's a din of Tzibur. In Yeshmitu mitzvah Knesset Yisrael. So a person's nimkal nochri is hifrid esatzmo b'klal Yisrael, who pogam b'Knesset Yisrael. And then he writes a very interesting idea on page 12 of the bottom. V'nei Shabbos yishtei b'chinas, Shabbos de lelya v'Shabbos de imama. So he says that Shabbos de lelya hu kachal tapuchim. Even though it applies to all 24 hours of Shabbos, but there's a concept that the Shabbos at night is, even though the Maisa al pi halacha has the same level of kedusha, but the Maisa, he's saying that conceptually Shabbos at night is not the same level of kedusha as the day. So, I mean, we find it in, like it's brought down, like I'm speaking to Rabbi Moshe Shapiro in the library, he pointed this idea out, that we do have a halacha that covered yom, covered laila, you know, if you have better food. The day of the night is supposed to serve it in the daytime, even though people, most people have a fancier meal at night than they do in the day, but really covered...
Shalom,
right. But some people are, you know, one Rav was bemoaning the fact that people eat shalom at night. You know, some people have to, after the meal, they have shalom, you know. But he says that Machaleh most humas that you can actually be poigim the Kedusha Shabbos, that's referring to the night of Shabbos. But in the day of Shabbos is Atika Kadisha. You can't, the Pagamo can't go over there. Because Zohar Kedusha is Atika Talia, okay, Machaleh Loshon Akeva, that's Shabbos Delelia, Loshon Akeva. That's the what? Chakal Tapuchim. So it's atik means it's old, it's more removed. So that means that it's such a high level that no pagam can even get there. That's the pintalayid, the pintalayid. Right, but he's assuming that it's a description also of the day. Of the Shabbos. Well, Shabbos the Imam Eina began Magia Sham. Came nearly as much Rams of the Shabbos was man of Uta the Tshuva. Quang Shech Kavana, Al Shabbos the Imam. She Eina began Magia Sham. And then we finally get to the Shalashuras, is Ravin the Ravin. That's the Rotzen Sheba Rotzen. That's another good Shalosh Shudas Torah. The Sheba Brachas Torah. Because, you know, Chazal say, the Gro quotes it, Eze Isha Kshera, Sha'otze Rotzon Baila. So, Sim Shah means that she does what the husband wants. But the Bali Musa say that she makes an atmosphere in the home that the Baal will have a certain Rotzen. She makes the Ratzon of the Bible. So that's his idea that Shemitah is Tashuvu Isha Lachuzoso. Everyone goes back to Shoresh Nishmaso. That's why it's Lashon Shemitah is spoken in the Torah Lashon Rabin. Tavi, you know, Los Israel, Los Ixur. But Yovel is Loshen Yochid. Los Sizra, Los Sitra is Loshen Yochid. Because it's Isha Lachuzoso. Everyone in his... And Pesach is Rabin. Because Pesach really is Chorm for the Tzibur. So Ein Shochtim Pesach Ala Yochid. But Shavuos is a Yochid. Every Yochid has his own Kabbalah Shabbos. And that I always like to say over is the Pesach of the Lubavitch Rebbe. You do the Pesach of the Lubavitch Rebbe, and if you start from China, there was someone called me. What happened was it was after the Pesach, and you know Pesach just ended, and I was sitting on the couch in the Lower East Side by my in-laws. I was saying, who's going to call with the Shaila? And then the first Shaila I get, someone calls me from China. Somebody calls me from China. They were just on a Pesach program in China, and they. At a Shaila, but you know, davening, Sphira, when they're coming back from China. So China's a day ahead. So the Shaila is, I had a friend who called me last week. He was thinking of going, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, for a lot of volume, I guess, but he wanted to get a cheaper flight so he could go Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you get to Eretz Yisrael Monday in the afternoon, and it would be cheaper. But the only problem is, I was discussing with Rav Moshe Shapiro and Rav Yaakov Hoffman, that he would miss Sfira, because he would be basically going through Sunday afternoon, and then in the middle of Sunday afternoon, He crosses the date line, and now it's Monday afternoon. So he never had Sunday night. And he didn't want to give up, even though he still can't believe Bracha, but he didn't want to give it up, so he didn't take that flight. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that for Sfira, you count your own Sfira. So if you're a day ahead, so you count your own Sfira. So everyone is counting 15, you're holding by 16. So you count 16, because you're a day ahead. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, the famous Pesach of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, when it comes to Shavuos, you have to keep Shavuos on Erev Yontif. Because Sfartam Lachem. And the Gemara says that the Yontif of Shavuos is Om Hei, Om Vav, Om Zayin.
That's when it was Om
Hei. Yeah. So it's not a specific day. Right. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, you see from here that Sfartam Lachem, you have your egg in a sphere, and therefore Shavuos is based on sphere, it's not a particular day. So then you have your egg in a Shavuos.
Not a right, not tomorrow.
So the Pashim Pshat, as Rav, what's his name, Rav Avraham Gorowitz points out, that's a din on the Klal. The Klal can make it a Hevav Zayin. He learned it's a din even on the Yachid. And for many years in the famous Rabbi Blumenkranz Pesach thing, he quoted that Shita as the prime Shita.
The prime Shita?
Yeah. And the other Shita, which is the more accepted Shita, was like a second Shita or a footnote. It was the prime Shita he went with the Rebbe. So I always say we don't paskin like the Shita, but it's a good Musar Haskil. You know, because everyone has their own Kabbalah Satira. Everyone has their... So that's what he says, that the same thing, Pesach Shavuos, one is more for Yochid, one is more for Tzibur. Shabbos, the night of Shabbos versus the day of Shabbos. That the night of Shabbos is the Tzibur. We all come into Shabbos together. But then different people grow different levels. So on the day of Shabbos, we're on different levels. Same thing, most of the Shiach is Tzibur, but Olam Haba, every Yid has a different Chelak in Olam Haba. So it's a Yochid. It's a beautiful piece that he has over here. And it's interesting, I saw another beautiful thing in the Yismach Moshe, the Berach Moshe. He says like this. We have a famous pasuk in Mishlei, page 13, L'chanchil o'avayesh. So it's Oseim Amalei. So you know what it says in the Zohar HaChadosh on page 16 here, the Berach Moshe? What is Yesh referring to? It says the Zohar HaChadosh, Yesh, Yovel, Shemitah. So what's the idea? So he says over, the Berach Moshe says over from the... from the Yismach Moshe, the Halakha Yismach Moshe. They say that Yismach Moshe met the Gra. They say that when he was 12 years old, he learned Koah Torah Kula already, the Yismach Moshe, and he had five kashas in all of Torah that he didn't have a teretz to. So someone said, you should go to Vilna and ask the Vilna Gaon. So he went to Vilna, and the Vilna Gaon gave him a teretz to all kashas. Then he turned 13 by the Gaon. The Gaon made him a Sudas Bar Mitzvah. And then he told the Gaon he wants to stay. And the Vilna Gaon wouldn't let him. Said, you have to go back to your country and you're going to be the leader there, etc. You can't stay there. There's a question how it began. And so let me show you what the Berach Moshe quotes it. I have the, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. So he discusses here the Yovel and Shemitah. Based on the Yismach Moshe. Let me see if I can find a few here. Here we go. on page page 16, 17. Yeah, look on page 17. Yisrael pi mashkosov yismach Moshe. Lahanchel ova yesh. Kor tevis yesh mishul lavana. Hinei kefal loshen osrei malay yoni del susei malay koi al olam hazeh. What's the same as Molay is Olam Hazeh. The Oakland Paris Olam Hazeh. You get Skar in Olam Hazeh. Lachar Kasha, Ari Kodesh Baruch Hu Shomer Tarosso. Hayom Lasosom. Hayom Lasosom Mocher Kabel Skarim. Right? The Skar is in Olam Haba. Im Kain HaPeris, Hayim Agar Notar. The Skar Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka. Right, there's no schar in the mitzvahs in this world. So there's a din in Hilchos Ribbis, ain't poskim al peiros. Because if you give money to somebody to buy some peiros, but the guy doesn't have the peiros yet. So you can give him $50 for peiros, and then he's going to give the peiros to him later, but then the payers are going to go up in price. So he's lending him $50, and then he's going to end up giving him payers that are worth $100. Now he wants to have a pound, you know, 5 pounds of payers. If the payers will go up, it's going to be ribbis. But if the fellow who promises the payers already has the payers, yeshlo, it won't be ribbis. Because then he's kind of the payrus right away, and then whatever goes up is Yisyakir Bershuso. So these are Bishlam Maim Loya Haschar Benimtsa Nikta Tekev Havei Payrus Agar Natar Amal Kevin Shehu Benimtsa Tekev Nikta Losa Mitzvah. In other words, Ben Kan Agar Natar. In other words, he's saying, the papyrus are here, Olam Hazeh. It's here already. So if I do a mitzvah, I'm kind of a chelik of the papyrus in this world. So if it goes up, it was Nisgakir Bershusi. So that's Pshat. Hanchel Ova Yesh, since it's Yesh, Shenikne Tekef Hovav Yesh Long, Lachain Atzoseim Amole. Then you could fill up your otzos. So he says the pshat is like this, but the question is Tosis says a kasha. So this is all Berach Moshe quoting this Berach Moshe. Tosis says a kasha. Was it helped that yesh, but he didn't do a mashicha? If he didn't do a mashicha, it's not yours. Kesef is not the most not konus. So he says no, but it's konus enough that you get a piece of para. So that's enough to make it in the Rishus Halokeach. So he says, really, we shouldn't get schar. Why should we? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu promised a chesed, then we'll give a schar. So he promised. It's dibur. So, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu's promise is dibur, is considered like a kinyan. Because Hashem promised, that's only if we keep our dibur. If we keep our dibur, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep his dibur, and his dibur will be kiilu tzah kinyan. But he's not mekayim, then it's not pershuso. So memela, the peiros that he's going to get is going to go up. Going to get more and more payers, but that's going to be ribbis. Okay? So the idea is, but if we keep our words, Hashem will keep his words, and then the dibur will be like a kinyan. So he says that that's the pshat. We know on Shabbos, the Yerushalmi says that a person always keeps his word on Shabbos. You can trust the Nama Oretz. That says his meiser on Shabbos. So he wants to say that Shemit and Yovel is also Shtik Shabbos, because you have certain Isurim, etc. So So we have a special midas emes on Shabbos and on Shemitah and on Yovel. So therefore, it's musugal to get bracha in this world, because whenever we have the midas emes, then Hashem will keep His word, and then we could get power in this world. That's why Mitzvah Shemitah also prepares emel amazet. That's why Klal Yisrael goes into Golos ba'avon Shemitah, because if they're mezalzel Mitzvah Shemitah, vaday tzal mata sheker. So therefore, they're not following the midas emes. So then Hashem is not going to keep His word either, and therefore won't be a kinyan, etc. So that's the added idea, that Yom HaShemitah have that midah of Shabbos. But the point being that we have to realize is there's the avod of the yochid and the avod of the tzibur. And we have to, and Shemitah represents the tzibur, Yom is the yochid. That's why Shemitah is Lashon Rabbim, it's one unit of the tzibur. Yom is Lashon Yochid. It's everyone has their shorosh d'shmaso. And that's the same concept again. And by Yovel and Shemitah, by Shabbos, by Pesach and Shavuos, by Shabbos the Yamama and Shabbos the Lelya, and what other, and Olam Haba versus Yemos HaMashiach. All those have the duality. And that's the idea. A person is, before he gets married, he's a Yochid. But he starts to build the Tzibur once he gets married, so you have that dual aspect of the Yovel and the Shemitah. And this is a good word here. So, but it's a true thing. The person has his own milus as a yochid, and then he's the idea of what he gives to the tzibur, and these are two ideas, and that's the beautiful shot of the. And then, but the idea is, either way, Shemitah, you always have to have that meat of emes. In other words, you have to be emes with yourself. You know, some people are not emes with themselves. But you know, it's very important to be emes what you think you could do, what you're, like Rav Shechter always points out, what you're caught out to be, to be emes with yourself. And then you have to be emes when you're dealing with other people. So, but the meat of emes is both by Yovel and by Shemitah. That's the idea, because you have to, you know, like a person's looking for a shidduch, you have to say, what's good for me? It's not, you know, I think in this world it's better, but in certain worlds, people get married because, you know, to marry the Rosh Hashiva's daughter, or to marry, you know, it's a business deal. You know, who? No, you should get married for the person that you respect, that you like, and what's good for you. Not like people would used to tell me, go out with this person, because if you go out with this person, this father has connections, and then you'll have. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, well, I'm going to marry somebody because this. You think about it, what people. Say, but that's not being emes with yourself. You know, and then you have to be emes with other people. When you deal with other people, you have to have emes. So the two midas of l'hanachil ovayesh, l'otzoseh mole, you have to have that mid of emes in both the yachid and the tzibur. And then you'll have kiyum. Because if there's no emes, if a person just marries somebody just because I'm marrying him just because this, you know, that they won't have any kiyum to that. Because only kushta koi. Shikur lokoi, and that's the yisod, and that's I think in this world it's better than in some other circles. Abba shliy b'dover, etc. That's not good.
It's not good.
So Be'ez Hashem, we should all have the midas emes both in ourselves, dealing with our own person. That's the midah of yovel, yeshuv ish lachuzoso, and also. And dealing with other people in the tzibur as well. So this is the yisod Parshas Behar, Shemitah v'Yovel, Kedushas HaKlal, u'Kedushas HaPrat.